and he's just the same. Glory. As his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Would you agree? Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same. Yes, you are. As his lovely name. Oh, and that's the reason why I love him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. I believe I'll say that one more time. Jesus, it's the sweetest name I know. And he is just the same as his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Oh, Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. He's our master, our savior, sweet Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms, they shall all pass away. But there's something about that name. Oh, oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. I dare you to call on that name. He's master. Yes, you are. Savior, Jesus. Like the fragrance after the rain. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. sinners proclaim, O King, that kingdom that will all pass away. But there's something about that name. Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. Oh, he's our master. He's our Savior, sweet Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Oh, Jesus, 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 let all heaven and all earth proclaim that King and kingdom they will all pass away, but the name above all other names, hallelujah, the name that is above every other name, the name that the righteous run to and are saved, there's something about that name, yes, and his name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Oh, his name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord, oh, he is, yes, you are. He's a mighty King. He's master of everything. Oh, his name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. So Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. That's the reason why we love him so. Jesus, Mary's baby, Jesus, hallelujah, our Savior and Redeemer, Jesus. The name that demons tremble at the name, Jesus, is the sweetest name we know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Host, are you there? It's the sweetest name we know. Hallelujah. Glory, yes, to am. The King. Hallelujah. Bless you. Take it away. Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Psalmist Shannon, for your time in worship and in song. And thank you, Minister Benita, for seating and greeting us and starting us off this morning on the master's call, inviting us to jump into the water. I am Minister Janice Robinson, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call with the scriptural reference of Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And our website is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. Here, all messages have been archived, as well as the speaker's bios. And the theme for this year is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continuously experience restoration, divine protection, created miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, to jump in the water as a greeter, as a psalmist, as a host, or to share a word from the Lord, or you may have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit your info to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa will contact you. Now, on Fridays, we take your prayer requests and praise reports live in the second half of the call. So join us. Now, you may be wondering, what brought us together? Well, what brought us together was a phenomenal company, First Call Artists International, established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. The morning motivational call is held immediately following this call, Monday through Friday, and is led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Artist Life products. The number to reach that call is 667-770-1525. And the PIN is 294-617-POUND. That number again is 667-770-1525, with the PIN being 294-617-POUND. And to avoid any charges by your phone carrier, the bypass number is 716-293-9707. And today is Tuesday, so it is Presidential Tuesday, and our host will be none other than Executive President Candida Mosley, and I am sure that she will have a co-host for this morning also. So join them. Now, let me tell you three things about the speaker who is coming before us. The speaker who is coming before us is Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Everett Thomas is a certified biblical counselor. He also is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministry. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. He resides in Detroit, Michigan with his wife, Cheryl, and has been married for over 28 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body, as is stated in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now, I'm going to pray, and then the next voice you will hear will be of our anointed masterpiece for this morning, Pastor Everett Thomas. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, thanking you for the breath of life that you allow to flow through our bodies, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity you have given us to hear from you to hear the message to be brought this morning by your man of God, and we will hear the word of God. Lord, we ask you to bless him and to strengthen him to bring forth what you have for us this day. And we ask, Lord, that you open up our spiritual ears and our heart and our minds so that we may hear what thus say the Lord. Amen.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you for such a warm introduction and that fervent prayer. God bless you. Thank you so much for the opportunity that afforded me through Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Nicole Roberts. And we thank God for Minister Benita back home with us. Praise God. Thank you for greeting us. And thank you, our host with the most, Janice, Minister Janice, and our psalmist Sharon. Praise God for such a powerful praise and worship. Well, to God be the glory. Great things he has done and great things he's yet doing. This is definitely the day that the Lord has made, and we shall be glad and rejoice in it. I'd just like to invite our attention to Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2. And let's look at verses 1 through 4. Let's see, reading from the New King James Version. It says, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Well, let's talk about the just shall live by his or even her faith. Praise God. And if you want another subtopic, is faith walking people. Faith walking people. Praise God. Amen. Well, it's so important to understand how important faith is in this journey we call life. And many times we talk a good talk, but until we learn to walk it out, it doesn't mean nothing. And we have to learn to walk by faith and not by sight. Yes, to just live by faith. And it's one thing to be a part of the vision and to talk about the vision. But if your vision is going to really be all that it could be and should be, it should be plain. Write it down. Make it plain. And that others can see it and run with you. It's this race is in this race we call Christianity. You have a race to run, and I have a race to run. I can't run your race, and you can't run mine. But we have to be focused on the finish line. We cannot be observing, wow, look how they walk, look how they run, look how they're doing. What? Oh, my goodness. No, they didn't. Yes, they did. No, they didn't. But we have to be focused on our race, because if we're looking at what other people are doing, it's going to slow us down and distract us. So we have to have faith enough and believe enough that God is big enough, amen, to make it happen through us and with us. Yes, we do need others to work with us. As we say often, teamwork makes the dream work. But we have to have a vision enough and plan enough that others can run with us. Now, we look at this word faith. And the Bible talks about at least three kinds of faith. And the first is a natural faith. This is mental recognition and assent. The inborn element of belief. It is a kind of faith mentioned in James 2:19, which notes that even demons believe. So it's not enough just to believe, yeah, I believe there's a God. But how strong is your belief? So number one, the first kind of faith is a natural faith. Then number two, the second is saving faith. This is committed. It's committal of the soul to Christ for salvation. Faith that unites a person to God. It is saying yes to God's word as it relates to the soul's salvation. So we have to learn to say yes to his will, yes to his way, and yes to his word. Praise God. God expects us to surrender all to him. Then the third faith that holds of God's promises. This is a gift of the Spirit. This does not mean that the Spirit does not give saving faith also. Rather, it means that to lay hold and act on God's promises is a special gift. All believers have this gift to some degree, but some use it more than others. How are you doing with your faith today? Are you farther ahead now than you were before? This is almost the end of 2022. And most of us started out with our vision board and we wrote things down and have what have you, our goals and our dreams. But the question is, how are we doing? We don't have too much time to end this 2022 year. Praise God, but it's not too late. We have to learn to walk by faith. Don't look at so much so that I don't have much time left. I can't see it happening. Well, with God, all things are possible. And it gets back to our focus, how much focus are we utilizing to see it through. You wrote it down and you made it plain. And so you have to find other faith-walking people that can join with you and make it happen. Again, teamwork makes the dream work. So looking at a few writings from John Maxwell, and he has an awesome Bible called the Maxwell Leadership Bible. I just wanted to share a few nuggets with us today. And it talks about vision, the vision which is the blueprint for building a bridge to the future. Again, vision is the blueprint for building a bridge to the future. It says leaders and vision go together like fire and heat. You can't separate them without destroying their essence. Through Habakkuk, God furnishes some instruction on vision for all of us. And he goes on to say a divine vision should be written down. Number two, should be distributed to people. Number three, should be acted on. Four, it is for a select time in the future. Then we go to motivates us toward the goal, and it should not be discarded. And, of course, at the end, number seven, which is the number of completeness, it says it will not fail. Wow. So knowing that what God has given us, even though it takes time, we have to wait for it, we have to tarry, and don't give up, don't throw in the towel because we don't see the kind of results that we feel we should have seen before now. Amen. It will not fail. Then John Maxwell talks about waiting. Waiting is the act most leaders hate. Amen. You ever had to wait in line, grocery store, and you just said, oh, man, why did I come this time of day? You know, and you have to wait in traffic, bumper to bumper, whatever. We all experience this time of waiting, but we have to have the right attitude while we wait. Praise God. So he goes on to say, Habakkuk teaches us that leaders must learn to cherish the waiting time before they get their answers. In chapter 1, the prophet is positioned to watch and see. In chapter 2, he is positioned to stand and see. In chapter 3, he is positioned to kneel and see. God declares five woes to Habakkuk in the second chapter of his book, describing his intense displeasure with his people. Yet if God is sovereign, reigning over everything, then why doesn't he use his leader to bring about justice immediately? The answer appears to be this. While Habakkuk waited, God did a wonderful work in his heart. Before God leads the world, he first wants to lead his leaders. Rebecca learned at least four lessons about God's leadership in the world. Number one, not everything that happens conforms to God's will and wishes. Number two, nothing that happens gets overlooked by God. Number three, everything that happens will ultimately be addressed with justice. Then number four, nothing that happens should distract us from continuing to respond faithfully. So we are the just. The just shall live by faith. There's either you're going to be just or unjust. I know there's no middle ground. You have to make a decision. Am I going to be on the winning team or the losing team? You know, our focus mainly is to win, right? So if we're going to have a winning attitude, we have to realize that God is with us, praise God, and there's nothing too hard for God. Nothing is impossible with God, especially if we are believers. Praise God. Either you are in Christ or you're not in Christ. Anybody ever heard anybody that say that I'm a little pregnant? No, you are pregnant or you're not pregnant. Come on. So if you are pregnant with a vision, it will come to pass. Praise God. So don't get in a hurry. Amen. Or don't feel that it is impossible, because nothing is impossible to God. So hold on to God's unchanging hand. He has a way of turning things around that looks like it's impossible, that it's not going to happen. So this thing called faith is something that God expects us faith-walking people to exercise on a daily basis. We can't just pick it up and put it down, pick it up, put it down. No, we have to keep on moving forward in this thing called faith. Praise God. You cannot give up on your faith. Let's look at a few other scriptures that also talks about this faith walk. Even in the New Testament, look at Romans chapter 1, and let's see what verse number 17 says. Says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Then we look at even Galatians chapter 3. And let's look at verse number 11. Okay? And it reads, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for, here it is again, the just shall live by faith. Wow, so that must be important. Well, it's not done yet. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10, verses 38 and 39. It says, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition or destruction, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. So here it is in Habakkuk, Romans, Galatians, Hebrews, saying that the just shall live by faith. So gather this, that it must be important enough to God to have it in the Bible all these times. Amen. So the faith walking is something not to take lightly. Praise God. God expects us to walk by faith, not by sight. Don't be so concerned about circumstances around us. Keep our eyes on the Lord. You know what happened to Peter? He had faith enough to walk on the water. He said, Jesus, if that's you, bid me to come out. So Jesus said, come on, Peter, come on out here. And so many words. Yes, yeah, so Peter got out the boat. Now, you can't walk on water unless you get out the boat. So Peter had enough faith to at least get out the boat. Come on, somebody. So maybe somebody listening right now is still on the boat, wants to move out, but you have to take the step. Got to take the first step. Praise God. So Peter started walking on the water until his eyes shifted from looking at Jesus and started paying attention to the waters, the waves, and how boisterous the waves were, and he started to sink. Praise God. So we have to learn a lesson from that. We have to keep our eyes on Jesus. Don't let the distractions come to cause us to lose sight of who really is in charge. We say that he's Lord of lords and King of kings. Well, that means lordship means that he's in charge. Praise God. He is taking the wheel. He's driving. He's not a co-pilot. Praise God. He is the pilot. He is in charge. He's our master. Praise God. So we have to realize that we have somebody on board that is charge of our lives. Praise God. So it behooves us to keep focus on our leader. Amen. Amen. We are gifted enough to know by faith that God will see us through. Amen. If we learn to just trust him, as the songwriter says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. How much do you trust God today? I mean, not just lip service, but by your life. Are you living the life of faith today? Do you really have confidence in knowing that God will see you through whatever you're going through? I know it hurts sometimes, whatever you're going through. And sometimes it causes pain and causes worry. But God tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. Don't worry about what you're going to drink, what you're going to eat, what you're going to put on, and these things. God has our back. He has what we need. And God, word said, but my God, Paul says, shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And last time I checked, there's no recession in heaven. Come on, somebody. Praise God. There's no lack in heaven. Praise God. And we're part of a royal family. Yes, we have royalty. Praise God. We are king's kids. So I just stopped by just for a few minutes to remind us that we are faith-walking people, and the just shall live by our faith. We have what we need to make it to the finish line. Praise God. So let the faith walk be your walk on today. God bless you, and may God keep you. Back to you, Minister James.
Thank you, Pastor Everett, for that mighty word. I'm going to
Amen.
Now pray. Thank you. I'm going to pray over our prayer request for the week. Heavenly Father, we come before you, thanking you, Lord, for from you cometh our help, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all that you are putting before us this day and this week, Lord. We thank you for your blessings and your benefits that you bestow upon us day by day, Lord, for your grace and your mercy that follows us everywhere that we go. And Lord, at this time, we know that there among us are those that are in mourning, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would comfort them as they go through their time of grief, Lord, that you will lift them up and let them know the comfort of your arms as they are in their sorrow, Lord. And Lord, there are some among us that are being visited by illness, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would heal them and that you would strengthen them, Lord, and that you would restore them to their wellness, Lord. Lord, we know that we are at a time when we are in struggle against so many different things, Lord, but we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, and that through you, all things will be accomplished in your name. And for this, we thank you and give you your name glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to invite you to listen to the playback of this message. And it can be reached by dialing 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, with the PIN being 957-677-HAM. We again invite you to join the morning motivational call, which is Presidential Tuesday, and our host is Executive President Candida Mosley. And the number for that call is 667-770-1085. 1525. The PIN is 294617 pound. We thank you, Psalmist Sharon, for our time of worship and song. And we thank you and welcome you back, Minister Benita, for greeting and seating our guests as they came on the line. And we thank you, Pastor Everett, for that powerful message this morning. Will you please come back now and close this call with the benediction?
Now, faith is assurance, title deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical sense. So walk by faith, keep your eyes on the prize. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you the peace that passes all this understanding, the power from on high. Amen. Be blessed.